Took the Stars from My Eyes. Written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish as Tara Saw.
K-Burb as Faye. And
Yure as Bail Organa.
This is a Star Wars fic rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Tara Saw / Faye. You know, smiling might stop people thinking you're about to kill them with your mind.
Tara says, light, but her wood-brown fingers curl a little tighter around Faye's arm, like she's going to physically restrain her. Like she could, if Faye wasn't at least partially willing to be here. I don't kill, she says, plain, tries to shake Tara off, fails, and gives up before she can actually make a scene. Because she still has some political sense. Even these prissy bastards can't make me. Stop clinging.
Not until I'm sure you won't upend a glass of champagne over a trade minister's head.
Tara says firmly, and Faye tries very hard not to pull a face. That was 400 years ago, she mutters, but takes a glass from a passing tray and tries not to immediately down it. It's not as if there's enough alcohol in this entire room to actually get her drunk, given the way her body heals itself, but just being here is motivation enough to try. You don't have to keep bringing it up, or I'll have to start bringing up the way you toddled around staring at me like I hung every moon in the galaxy. The tiny white flowers studding Tara's hair flush bright pink, and she pinches Faye's arm.
I was a child. You can't hold that against me.
Master Faye, Master Saw.
Bail says, eyes bright with humor as he dips a very shallow bow.
What an honor to have the Master of the Order with us tonight.
Hells, Faye mutters, and summons another glass with a flick of her fingers. Her flowers still pink, Tra chuckles, though she carefully straightens her robes like a youngling caught roughhousing before class.
Chancellor Organa, it's an honor. Please forgive us. I've known Master Faye since I was a youngling myself.
Proof, Faye thinks, wrinkling her nose and downing the glass, that she's far too old to be doing this. She shouldn't have picked up Tra's calm. She should have known better. She shouldn't have let Quinlan's battered, exhausted, pleading face convince her that it was a good idea to return to Coruscant, assist him in searching for the Sith Lord. Then maybe she wouldn't have been conned into accepting when she was voted into this damn position. Deftly, Tara plucks the glass from her fingertips.
Smile,
she says, like she's perfectly mature and always elegant, and she isn't poking a very insistent finger right into Faye's ribs. Never, Faye tells her, and then, only slightly grudging, Chancellor. Thank you for championing the revisions to the Rusan Reformations. I didn't think you would get them to pass.
Thank my Vice-Chancellor. She was the brains behind it.
Bail says graciously, tipping a hand at where Bana is in conversation with one of the Separatist envoys across the room. He eyes Faye and then Tra with amusement and says,
I didn't realize Jedi married each other. Forgive me, how long has it been?
Tara freezes, and Faye snorts, taking her glass back. We're not, she says. Tara, in all her wisdom, had a terribly embarrassing crush on me when she was still a sapling, but she's long since outgrown it. She smiles, faintly crooked, because she tried once, almost 100 years ago, only to be turned down decisively. I'll admit to spending a few decades over the last century overcome with longing, but...
Longing?
Tra says. It's almost a squeak. Faye stops. She looks from Bale to Tra, raising a brow, and says with a touch of disbelief, I know you were there when you turned me down, you stubborn old tree. On High Chunna, during the meteor storm. The blossoms in Tra's hair have passed pink and are now shading towards outright red, a color Faye has never seen her turn before.
I do remember,
she protests, trying for even, but her voice is just a little too loud.
But I was... Those phosphorescent rocks, you know what they did to me.
Faye opens her mouth, closes it, takes a deliberate breath, folds her arms across her chest, turning to face Tra fully, and says, You were drunk when you turned me down?
I'm Anetti. We don't get drunk.
Tra says, clinging to her dignity with her fingernails. The facade is rather undercut by the fact that more and more flowers are bursting into bloom along her branches.
If you'll excuse me, Chancellor.
Faye catches her arm, drags her back around before she can get more than a step away. Tarasa, if you think you can run away from this argument when I became master of the order for you. Tra kisses her. It's undoubtedly to shut her up, but if she's hoping it's going to make Faye stop, she doesn't know Faye at all.
The end.
I took the stars from my eyes and then I made a map. I knew that somehow I could find my way back. Then I heard your heart beating. You were in the darkness too. So I stayed in the dark.